Day 9 of the Derek Chauvin trial. Doctors today saying George Floyd died because he had no oxygen. And as soon as no pulse was found, CPR should have been administered, but was not. Chauvin is on trial, of course, in the death of George Floyd, who died back in May while in custody. Today, a doctor who specializes in pulmonary and critical care medicine testified along with a forensic toxicologist. The day then wrapped up with an ER doctor. News Nation correspondent Janelle Fort has been watching today's proceedings and is joining us live with what happened today on the stand. Janelle.
Well, Rob, the message we heard from each one of those medical experts who took the stand today, drug use was not what killed George Floyd.
Today, the prosecution called three medical experts to the stand, a concentrated effort to debunk the defense's claims that Floyd died from drug use and other health issues and not the direct result of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's actions.
Swear or affirm?
The first pulmonologist, Dr. Martin Tobin. For more than 2 hours, the prosecution questioned the veteran lung doctor.
What happened in the case of Mr. Floyd that relates to the shallow breathing that resulted in his low oxygen?
So there are a number of forces.
Forces the doctor said had nothing to do with fentanyl. Tobin said based on his analysis of Floyd's breathing rate leading up to him losing consciousness and ultimately dying, that fentanyl in his system was not having any effect on his breathing.
Do you have an opinion to a reasonable degree of medical certainty as to whether a person who had none of those pre-existing health conditions, a healthy person, would have died under the same circumstances as Mr. Floyd?
Yes, a healthy person subjected to what Mr. Floyd was subjected to would have died as a result of what he was subjected to.
Tobin, backing his points with calculations from what Floyd's likely air intake was and actually counting Floyd's breaths in the scene videos, even pointing out what he says is the exact moment Floyd took his last breaths.
The knee remains on the neck for another 3 minutes and 27 seconds after he takes his last breath.
During cross-examination, the defense poking holes where they could.
But they're also looking at how other factors may contribute to the death of an individual, right?
I mean, they're basically looking.
No, sir.
Sorry?
It's a yes or no, sir, so I'm objecting.
The second witness today, Dr. Daniel Eisenschmidt, the forensic toxicologist who performed the toxicology test during Floyd's autopsy. He said the drugs in Floyd's system were very low levels. In cross-examination, the defense arguing his data was not sufficient enough to conclude that the amount of drugs Floyd had in his system was insignificant. The day ended with Dr. Bill Smock, an emergency physician with specialized training in forensic medicine, testifying on drug tolerance.
If a person is suffering from a fentanyl overdose, would you describe that person then as alert?
No, sir. They're not going to be alert. They're going to be sleeping.
Would you describe them as oriented?
No. They're going to be, their brain is going to be in sleep mode or not breathing mode.
And was George Floyd oriented?
Oh, he was.
Now, the trial resumes tomorrow morning at 9:15 in the Hennepin County. Medical examiner is expected to take the stand. In Minneapolis, Janelle Fort, News Nation.